Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and classic. So I have been a fan of Kim's from day one. He makes some beautiful, beautiful music. And I had a listener on Facebook says, is he as romantic as is his music? I have on the line Kim. He's going to be in town Monday, December 16th at the DPAC. And What Christmas Means, the tour featuring Anthony Anderson. Kim, how are you doing, man? You are doing so many great things.
Hey, Jody, how you doing today?
I'm doing lovely. I can't wait to see you in concert. Let me say, I've been a fan from day one.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, for sure.
So, Kim, the concert, What Christmas Means, what did Christmas mean for you when you were growing up?
First and foremost, in our house, Christmas meant the birth of Christ, the celebration of Jesus' birthday. It's also a great time for giving and for sharing and for being around family. I think my favorite thing about the holidays, though, is my mother's cooking.
I've heard you talk about that a lot, your mother's cooking.
Yeah, man. Oh, my God. So I'm looking forward to seeing you all, but I'm also looking forward to going home and sitting down with my mom and my family and enjoying a good meal. That meal, you only get that meal, once a year. You got to embrace it.
I know that. And then the good times with family and friends as well, cherish that moment because you never know. Tomorrow's not promised to anyone. The Christmas album is doing great. You got a deluxe edition to it, and I'm getting all kind of great comments. But the video, what was that video that you did?
There are a couple. We did a Christmas song for you as a video, and Glorify the King.
Glorify the King. That's the one
that we just released. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Man, that is so emotional. Yeah. That's an emotional video and emotional music. You did a great job.
We're really proud of the work that we've done on the Christmas album, both editions, the original and the deluxe version. Glorify the King is probably my first bona fide foray into gospel music, and it's being received very well. I love that song. On the new edition, I have a song called Jesus that features Patti LaBelle and Ron Isley, and right now that's my favorite song. We've been real fortunate. We're glad that you all are digging the Christmas record.
So what was it like working with Patti LaBelle, and did she make you some of her world-famous mac and cheese and potato salad when you was in the studio?
She made me potato salad and fried chicken.
Uh-oh.
Patti knows how to treat. How to treat a brother on the first date.
Yeah.
She fed me real good, and then she sang to me. It was a beautiful experience.
And you got the itis real quick, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Working with both of them, they're icons, they're legends, Ron and Patti, and it brings tears to my eyes, man, listening to these people who I've been listening to all of my life, and I'm in the studio with them working on a project. It's a beautiful thing. They're both salt of the earth people, I've been a fan of theirs, obviously, for years. They embrace my music. They support me, I don't have anything but good things to say about both of them.
And Ron Isley made the comment, it's like getting in the studio and working with Marvin Gaye all over again. It's like, wow, that's a powerful statement.
You know what I'm saying? They both bless me tremendously, I'm looking forward to hopefully making more great music with them.
Well, let me say, brother, you have been making great music from day one, and we continue to love your music here in the Triangle. He's going to return on the Monday, December the 16th at the DPAC, and good seats are still available. Any last words you'd like to leave our Foxy listeners, and also how can our listeners keep up with you? I've been checking you out on Facebook, and you put some very humorous things on Facebook, and then you also put some thought-provoking things on Facebook as well.
For sure. You guys can follow me at Music by Kim on both Twitter and Facebook. And you can log on to the website, musicbykim.com, to get tour information. And got merchandise there as well. We're just looking forward to being there in the area on Monday the 16th and playing this music for you, having a good time, and helping you embrace this holiday season. And we thank you for your support.
And speaking of 2014, I hear you working on a new album. Is that correct?
We're working on it. All the songs are written top of the year. I'll start putting all of that together, and we're looking for a second quarter release. We just keep doing what we're doing, and I'm very excited about all the things that I'm working on right now, and I can't wait for you all to hear the new music.
All right. Thank you, Kim. God bless you. And looking forward to seeing you on Monday, December 16th at the DPEC. What Christmas Means. If you don't have your ticket, if you've never seen Kim in concert, you need to get your tickets now. God bless you, Kim.
God bless you too, Jody. Have a great day.